The Schmidt Winery is a good example of Nierstein's wineries being not only successful businesses, but also often centers of culture. This is particularly true with regard to the Schmidt Winery, because Georg and Karl Ludwig Schmidt kept an open house for international artists, masterminds and world movers. A close friend of the family was Nobel Peace Prize laureate Albert Schweitzer, who'd been a guest here several times in the 1950s. Hans-Peter Hexemer, today chairman of Nierstein's History Society, was a five-year-old boy at this time. He fondly remembers Schweitzer's visits. Of course, we've always been told that the jungle doctor comes, the great organist. He's going to play the big organ in Oppenheim. The medic, the pastor, he's much honored. Not only does he have white hair, he's also a wise man. And I remember that we felt that when he died in 1965, that it was a great loss. We also adopted many of his ideas for us. The respect for the creatures, the respect for the environment, help for the third world. These are ideas that he represented long before they became part of our general thinking today somehow. Other famous personalities also gladly accepted Karl Ludwig Schmidt's invitation to Nierstein. King Gustav VI, Adolf of Sweden, Hohenzollern Prince Louis Ferdinand, cellist Ludwig Hölscher and pianist Elly Ney, or Pulitzer Prize winner Louis M. Lochner. Karl Ludwig Schmidt brought people, culture and wine together, here in his winery. He built bridges from Nierstein into the world. The map at the end of this website shows you how to get to our next stop.